We are up to Perkei Mishnah Dalet Masech Sota. Again, continuing the drashos of Bo Bayom on that day when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be Nasi in Yavne. Bo Bayom Darsh Rabbi Kiva on that very day, Rabbi Kiva darshan, Az Yashir Moshe Uvenei Yisrael Asashira Hazos Hashem Vayom Ruleimor. Then Moshe is at the Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe sang and Bnei Yisrael this song to Hashem, and they said, saying, Shein tamalomar leimor, there is no meaning to the word leimor, it seems to be just superfluous. Umat tamalomar leimor, what does the word come to teach? That Moshe said it for them to say. Malamet sha Yisrael onin acharav shel Moshe, that the Jews would respond to Moshe al kol davar v'davar, to each phrase and each stanza, kakoranas ahalel, as we say halo, meaning responsively, Moshe saying one phrase and then they would respond with another phrase. L'kach nemar leimor, that is why the pasuk says leimor, that even the Jews said the Shira. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, however, Rabbi Nechemya says, Kekoren es Shema, velo kekoren sahalo. They said it as they say, as we say Shema and Shul, and not as we say Halo and Shul, meaning everyone said the entire Shira together simultaneously, and not responsively with Moshe as the leader. Next Mishnah, hey, Bo Bayom Darsh for Yeshua ben Hyrcanus. On that day, again, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be Nasi in Yavne, Yeshua ben Hyrcanus expounded, Lo Avid Eov es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Me Ahava. Eov served Hashem out of love. Shnemar Hein Yikteleni Lo Ayachal. Even if they kill me, I will still hope for him, meaning hope for Hashem. No matter what punishment Eov says that I will have to bear, I still will long for HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love. Vadaina davar shakol, however, even after that pasuk is not completely clear. Lo ani metzape, did Eov say lo with a vav, to him, to Hashem, I will hope, meaning there is no bounds to his love of Hashem. O ani metzape, should we read it lo with an aleph, that I will not hope for him if I am punished so severely? And the truth is, in our Tanakhs, it's written lo with an aleph, but we read it lo with a vav. So which is the primary reading? Tamalomer, therefore, another pasuk comes to teach, ad egva lo asir tumasi mimeni, even if I will die, if I will perish, I will not remove my innocence and my complete faith in Hashem from myself. Again, meaning, even if Eov is punished and even suffers death, he will not lose his emuna in Hashem. Malamit shemei ahava asa. This teaches conclusively that Eov served Hashem out of love and not simply to avoid punishment. Amar Rishua, Rishua said, Miyagala afar einacha Riyochem Zakai. Again, if only Riyochem Zakai, if someone would remove the dirt from your eyes, meaning if you would come back to life and you would be able to see this, to hear this amazing drasha of Rishua ben Hyrcanus. Shai said, Dorish Koimecha, because you, Rabbi Yochem Zakai, expounded your entire life. Shil Avad Eov as a Malkum Elamiyira, that Eov served Hashem out of fear of punishment. Shneamar, Ish Tam Vayashar, Yurei Elokim Vesarmeira. Simple, straight, innocent man, Yirei Elohim, who fears God and stays away from evil. So the pasuk seems to say that he was a Yirei Elohim, that Eov only feared God but did not love him. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai used to say. V'alo Yehoshua Talmidcha Limeid Shemayav Asa. But now Yehoshua, the student of your student, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, has taught us that in fact Eov served Hashem out of love.